From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the global community debates for their action against North Korea. The UN Security Council says it's working to craft new sanctions against Pyongyang following its latest nuclear test. The UN ambassador from Uruguay, Elbio Rosselli, the current council president, spoke following an emergency session Wednesday.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemned this test, which is a clear violation of Security Council Resolutions 1718 of 26, 1874 or 20 of 9, 2087 of 2013, and 2094 of 2013. And of the non-proliferation regime, and therefore a clear threat to international peace and security, continues to exist.
In Washington Wednesday, U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the North's test, but stopped short of confirming its claim of its being a successful hydrogen detonation.
We're still evaluating the North's claims about this test, but our initial analysis is not consistent with North Korea's claim that this was a hydrogen bomb.
Meanwhile, South Korea Thursday announced a resumption of cross-border propaganda broadcasts into the North that Pyongyang in the past has denounced as an act of war. Ivory Coast's government resigned Wednesday following a promise from newly re-elected President Alassane Ouattara to bring about new departure. Mr. Ouattara, who won a resounding second five-year term with nearly 87% of the vote in October, reappointed Daniel Coblin Duncan as prime minister. The resignation signaled what he calls establishment of a more unified and efficient government. He's promised to reduce poverty, promote ethnic and political reconciliation, and write a new constitution. This is VOA News.